Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric, the Freedom Streamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We got Gary in Michigan. We'll get to Daryl in a second, but our other caller didn't want to play ball. He didn't want to take a guess at my little quiz here. How many government workers do you think there are in the country? I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna make this statement before we get to Daryl because. He may want to comment on this as well. It might stimulate something because I know Daryl's been around a little bit. And there seem to be, where is my number here? Oh, yeah. Now, this is as of, I think, August 2015, about this time, 2 years ago. So relatively recent. I couldn't get, like, the up-to-date, but it takes them a while to crunch these numbers. And here's what I could basically come up with. There's government employees. 21,995,000, give or take a couple. 21,995,000. That's just under 22 million. Oh, I'm sure it's way past that now because of all that. There was a bunch of recent hirings at the end of Obushma. We expanded the federal agencies dramatically. We could be up to 25 million now, but definitely 22 million. Okay, government employees outnumber manufacturing employees. Did you get that? Government employees outnumber manufacturing employees by almost 2 to 1. 22 million government prostitutes, 12,329,000 manufacturing position people. What? 2 to 1. There's twice as many government prostitutes as there are manufacturing people in the country. What is that going to lead a country to become? Well, we're not talking about that. We're worried about Antifa. Want to know how many? Oh, by the way, Antifa, I heard a liar on another network named Colonel, and I'm going to name him, Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, said Antifa was the little bit of resistance that Obama could put together. I said, you son of a stinking liar. I said, well, you know full well, first of all, Obushma had nothing to do with the founding. Like, he was implying, and he said it. He said it as if Antifa were Obama's creation and Obama's resistance to Trump and the current administration. Want to know when Antifa started? July 10th, 1932. Antifascistisch Aktion, A-N-T-I-F-A-S-C-H-I-S-T-I-S-C-H-E, second word, Aktion, A-K-T-I-O-N, July 10th, 1932 is when their first rally was and they formed their party in Germany. Germany. I say again, Germany. Okay. All right, so now, you want to know how many members Antifa has right now kicking around the whole country? 23,000 members. There are 18,000 state and local agencies, not agents, agencies. Just the federal end, over 14 million, with the federal agents and their funded and granted people that they buy off in the on the books that they pay for in the state and local governments, 14 million contractors that are directly getting paid by the federal law enforcement, 810,000 minimum, possibly a million with arrest powers. Of course, you got the Secret Service and the FBI and the, you know, the Department of Homeland Gestapo, the Bureau of Prisons and the DEA and the U.S. Marshals and the Veterans Health Administration, etc. And as well, we have the Bureau of Engraving. These are agencies that have armed agents with arresting powers. Bureau of Engraving and Printing, Environmental Protection Agency, the Food and Drug Administration, the National The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. What are they doing with armed goons running around with arrest powers? The Tennessee Valley Authority. The Federal Reserve Board. The U.S. Supreme Witches Court. The Bureau of Industry and Security. National Institutes of Health. The Library of Congress. FEMA. National Aeronautics and Space Administration has armed agents with arresting powers, armed. Government Printing Office, National Institute of Standards and Technology, Smithsonian National Zoological Park, the Bureau of Reclamation, wonder what they're reclaiming, and the Department of Education, of course. Oh, and don't forget the Agricultural Department. Bought 85 fully automatic submachine guns in 2010. The Department of Agriculture. What do you think they're going to do with those submachine guns when their main interaction is with small organic farmers that are either selling raw milk or trying to grow non-GMO food? Think about it. And Ron and Vegas in Nevada doesn't care. He should. So, that's the deal there. We're going to go to Daryl now and see what Daryl has to say about it. Daryl, my friend, you're with Eric the Freedom Screamer in Gary in Michigan. How are you tonight? Good to hear you again.
Oh, hey. It's great to be on. I appreciate it. I really enjoy listening to you and Gary and Chris when he's there because... you guys are hardcore, and you're not taking any prisoners, and I don't really want to waste my time with people that want to play patty cake, so I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Since you appear to be missing your wordsmith tonight, Mr. Chris, I thought I would buttress some of the things you were saying earlier, which are very strong, and I just want to emphasize to people that are listening that you're not overstating that it's the witch's court. And I think some of the reasons why it really is a witch's court is because they intend to capture you, and they intend to capture all of us, and to some degree they have. And they do this by sorcery, incantations, and conjurings. Now, the question is when a sorcerer or a witch is casting a spell, do not they have to have paraphernalia? So they have their benches, and they have their mallets, and they have their books, and they have their robes. And so they have their paraphernalia, and then they cast spells through incantation. Now, that's they have to speak those words. They have to speak them. And so with that, this is spiritual warfare, and so when you go in there, you're being attacked in the spirit as well as in the physical. The spiritual attack results in a physical attack. The spiritual attack results in what they desire is to have a piece of you. They'll maybe take a vig, or they'll take a pound of flesh. In the case of the Bundys and Mr. Lockworm, and if we could evoke the name of oh, why can't I remember his name now? The man that was shot out in Finicum. Yeah, how can I forget that name, Mr. Finicum? You know, the reason they had to kill him was because he was the dangerous one in the bunch.
He was very effective and very well spoken.
He had knowledge, and the people who have real knowledge are the ones that they segregate out and they take out. Now, I wanna buttress what you were saying early when you call in the witch's court. Now, in their own spells and incantations book, which I have a copy of, and a lot of people do. I'm not unique in that matter. And it's a sixth edition Black's Law. And you've probably heard this before, but I just want to say for the people that haven't heard it, it's a Latin phrase. It's a maxim of law, their law, and it's called loquendum ult vulgus. Okay, so it's in Latin. So right there, it sounds like a spell and an incantation, doesn't it, Eric? And
oh, it sure does. Yeah, share that with us, because I only have a Black's 5th. I don't have a 6th edition, and it may be in the 5th as well. And boy, and listen to this, folks, because I found some very interesting and disturbing stuff in Latin in Black's Law that was, it shows what they're doing. Go ahead, Daryl.
Oh, listen, if you don't have a life like I don't have one, which I really like my life, though, but you really enjoy sitting around and reading this stuff. And so loquendum ult vulgus, in definition, this is, I'll quote it here, it says, we being the legal system, we must speak as the common people. We must think as the learned. Where have we heard that word before? This maxim expresses the rule that when words are used in a technical sense, they must be understood technically. Otherwise, when they may be supposed to be used in their ordinary exception. But what he's saying is we're going to lie to them. We're going to use them in one way, and they're going to understand them in another.
That's the Masons.
And this is called an equivocation. Yeah. It's part of their spells and incantations. So there's actually a maxim for that. It's in the law book, and they use it. And it's right there. You know, it hasn't everybody read it. So.
Repeat that. Anyway, repeat that slowly one more time. Why don't you spell that? Spell that for people. It was interesting. Go ahead. Spell that out for people so they can look it up themselves in their Black's Law dictionary.
Okay. It's under the. It's in the L's. It starts in the L's, and it's loquendum is the first word. It's L O Q U E N D U M D U M, and then the middle word is. U-T, ut, and the last word is vulgus, V-U-L-G-U-S. And so I don't really don't speak Latin, but I I can read my dictionary. So, I mean, there's just a fascinating array of words in here that are so relevant to what they're doing, and let's go back to what you were talking about earlier here. I was going to guess somewhere around 500,000 to 750,000, but I think I'm low as far as the guys that can technically arrest you. Technically.
Yeah, you're about. It was about twice that much, at least.
Yeah. So
not including the military. And by the way, just let me say, not including the military.
Yeah.
Who are now have given them powers with the NDAA and all that.
Well, now that we don't have posse comitatus thanks to the NDAA and Mr. Obama, so that kind of adds him into the mix too, doesn't it? You know, so
sure
I
does.
Mean, really, I heard one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard today when I heard a guy call into a local Birmingham station, and he says, "Well, they ought to call out the military and help the people in Houston.
Oh, that's
bring
just
the military
what they
out.
That's just exactly what they want."
I'm just going right into their hands.
Yeah, it you know, it's really kind of turned into like a Goober-thon, you know. So, the federal, and that's an interesting word. People would look that up. You know, people use it all the time. We say it all the time. We don't even know what the word means. And the simplest expression I've found that it really defines what the word federal means is that it applies to international treaty. That's part of their jurisdiction. And on the land, it applies to agreement and commerce. Okay? And this is who we're bowing down to? And this is who has flipped the tables on us and become the creator, and we're the created, and we're to serve them? That? So,
Everything is commerce. They're getting everybody under some form of commercial law. So much is UCC,
yeah.
Uniform Commercial Code. And I'll tell you, it was interesting to watch the district attorney's reaction. I suggested to my friend that, you know, I was in courtroom observing with and helping him, you know, a little bit and assisting him and giving some advice on writing the paperwork and stuff. And I said, listen, ask him, is this a criminal charge or is this a commercial? And then get his reaction and then ask him if it's a commercial action. If he says no. So he gets up there and he looks at the district attorney and he says, is this a criminal charge? And the district attorney says, no, don't worry about it. It's just mine. And he goes, oh, so this is a commercial action. And the guy turned totally red and looked at him, didn't answer the question yes or no, because he knew he'd be locked into UCC law. And that opens up, if you know what you're doing, you can beat him. But, you know, knowing the UCC law is not the easiest thing in the world. It's quite lengthy. And by the way, you can have the best paperwork and correct arguments, and the witch's court may still rule against you. A whole wide range of things, from you got to have an attorney to you don't have standing to thanks. Yeah, I see that, but
well,
you know,
yeah.
And because they're told don't hear anybody who doesn't have that bar card.
Yeah, well, you're right over the target here, and you know, to kind of unpack this a little bit more. You know, when you said to him, is this a criminal charge or is this in commerce? Well, the interesting thing is, if it's in commerce, there must be a contract. And so you look at him and
exactly.
You say, well, where's the contract?
That
you say, well,
the
where's the
question,
contract?
Yep. Right.
Yeah. And they say, because you say, well, you see, if this is commerce and we don't have a contract, I said, that must be a corporation. My question to you then, Your Honor, is if this is commercial and you have a contract, that means that I must be a corporation. Now, how does a living man live in a corporation?
That's a great question. You always want to pose a question to them. That's very important. The way you said that is that, and I would also say, since I am being identified as a corporation, may I please have the proceeds, profits, and assets from my Cestu Trust? They're going to love that one, and name the Vicar General of
that
diocese. They'd love that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, really, when you take the word Cestu Trust and you actually take a couple hours and you actually study it and read it, you better have a puke bucket around, because when you get your head wrapped around it, it makes you sick to your stomach.
No, we'll be right back after this break. Hold there, Daryl. It's Derek the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Here we are. We'll be right
back. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us tonight. I am back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary in Michigan. We have Daryl in Alabama on the phone with us, and we also have Chris in. So we appreciate Chris being there. So let's get back to what we were talking about with Daryl, and then we'll bring in Chris. Give some comments on what he's been what's going on in his neck of the woods and what he thinks about what we've been discussing tonight. I don't know, Chris, if you were listening earlier. But we 22 million, and these are old numbers, like a couple of years old. It's probably way more now. Over 22 million, 22 million government employees. There's only 12,329,000 manufacturing employees in the whole country. There's twice as many government employees as there are manufacturing employees. What does that mean? We're going to become. We have become amazing, and it looks like. Somewhere in the vicinity of a million armed with power to arrest, goons running around from everything from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration to the Smithsonian Zoological Park. It's insane. Thanks for joining us tonight, people. We got Gary, we got Daryl, we got Chris. Let's get back to Daryl first, and then we'll go to Chris and Gary. So, Daryl, where did we leave off there?
Well, we were just talking about what federal was and what it means, but basically, they have a lot of, international authority, which is what they were supposed to do, but they've moved it onto the land, and it's basically inland piracy. So, if we take
exactly
If we take one other word that I like to talk about a lot, which is something that everybody uses a lot, and that what they get hung up on is the word residence, and a judge, when they're qualifying you in the conversation that you have with them, they'll say, well, verify your residence. Well, you live here and here and here. You say, well, Your Honor, with all due respect, is that question in a geographical context, or is that a political context? Well, at that moment, you'll hear crickets. They don't want to answer that one either.
Yeah, because it can mean both.
Well, it can mean either one, right? So
right, depending on the witch's court is doing, and that's what their experts are doing, and that's very Masonic. It's the name change. All the way back, they're big on two things, changing names, and redefining words to suit their own purposes, which is always against the people, meaning us, those who are, not part of their gang, so to speak.
Well, at one time, I commented earlier when I called in that I had a career in the airline business, and after 9/11, we were a lot of us were equipped to, trained and authorized to carry handguns on the airplanes, and we had to be trained for that, and then we were given the authority to use those, and our jurisdiction was the cockpit. We had to, we had the smallest jurisdiction in the world, and literally, and because we couldn't, we weren't supposed to discharge the firearm in a situation outside of the boundaries of the cockpit, and so we all had to go to Federal Air Marshal School and qualify with a 40 cal, and had to requalify. But you know, now that I look back on it, at no time did I ever have to become bonded. How about that? So I actually had a license and a badge from the Department of Homeland Security and the authorization to use deadly force in those situations, but I didn't have a bond. How about that? Interesting. So I imagine all these other federal administrative employees aren't bonded either, huh?
They're not. Not a one of the New York State troopers has one. I called the attorney for both the New York State Police and the New York State Comptroller's Office, which would hold the bond, and I got, and they were very nice, and they got back to me. And the long and short is that, they're all in defiance of their, you know, the public officer's law, which says you got to have an oath and a bond. And so it's just a nice,
it's a nice
feature to use when you have to go up in front of the witch's court. Hold right there, Daryl. We'll pick up after this break. We'll be right back at Derek the Freedom Screamer with Gary, Chris, and Daryl. We'll be right back on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us. Hold tight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack,
and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back to the broadcast, my friend. Let's get right back into it. We got Daryl and Gary and Chris. I know, Daryl, you said some nice things about Chris, and you enjoy Chris's presence on this broadcast. So, Chris, why don't you come on in and say hello to Daryl?
I'm always glad to hear my friend Daryl anywhere on any station.
I didn't hear you, Chris. Say again, please.
I say I'm always glad to hear my friend Daryl at any time on any station.
Oh, Chris, thank you very much. I miss you.
Well, I did notice you were reading off of page 850 of Black's Law, 5th edition of Loci Indemut Vulgus, Sensi Indemut Docti, and did it very well.
Well, I you say it much better than I do, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I always depend on you, Chris, to bring us the word. So, it's so good to hear you out and about and out of the domestic rendition situation that they had you captured in. Very nice.
Yes, freedom beats being locked up in a Class 3 prison termed a psychiatric care facility. You're exactly right. I will observe. Yeah. Since Eric was speaking earlier about Antifa, and he gave some roots to Antifa that I wasn't aware of, but I think it has a more direct relation to the more current sense of the word related to OFA, which was Obama's private army, the Organizing for Action, I think is what they called it, although I think it's Obama's fascist army in true essence, because they certainly act with fascist tactics of militantism and wearing RoboCop belts and
brown shirts,
clubs and beating people up like brown shirts. Absolutely, the Obersturmbannen. That was the precursors to the SS, the Nazi youth group. That's what we see here in America as the DARE program to familiarize children with drugs so they'll be sure to know what to do with them when they find them. It's just so devious. They try to color this stuff in the most positive light. It's kind of like the words. They speak in broad generalities, but they kill us with specificities, as we've learned on another channel, I think, Daryl and I together. Oh, that was a cue, but he must have muted out. But anyway,
no, I was just going to see if Daryl had any comments on that.
Exactly. What I was going to point out is, if we understand that Antifa and OFA are related together because they're both funded by Soros and the Obama, or Soros, or whatever his real name is, we don't know. We've never vetted him to know for sure what his true name is, Barry Sparrow. There's a myriad of different possibilities, seeing how he was trained in the international schools and was never an American in the first place and wasn't properly qualified to be the president. Of course, he was a Manchurian candidate-style actor put in there to be the sock puppet to play the president and carry out the New World Order agenda of Soros and his global Zionist cabal. However, when we look at Antifa and OFA, the Obama Fascist Army, the Anti-Fascist Army, which were really fascist, but they were they lacked knowledge to know what they were really doing, and they were actually being fascist, calling themselves anti-fascist, but they were being fascist, so it was an absurdity of preposterosity that's just unparalleled.
Yeah, exactly. It's absurd.
Well, and I think a large contingent of the so-called nationalist socialists, the white flag group that was supposedly down there demonstrating, I think those were funded by Soros, too, so it was just a bunch of PSYOPs-controlled opposition posing as both sides engaging in. I mean, yes, there were some useful idiots that came along and some well-meaning people that really supported the causes that came along, but I think the preponderance of them were funded by Soros and associates and their Occupy, Move On, all their different iterations, where they played both sides of the controlled opposition to create the confrontations to divide and conquer and tried to cause a waste war down there, but they failed miserably, thank goodness, because of the good sense of the American people, both blacks, whites, and other colors.
Why do you think Soros, I mean, he's obviously got to be working for the CIA, and so the deep state, he's got to be, or else they would have killed him, or he would have been arrested a long time ago. They're going after the Hutari militia for sitting there and nodding their heads in a meeting when somebody said, I don't like the government. And they go, a SWAT team with the military vehicles and the goofballs dressed in, you know, armor from head to toe, going after these poor farmers who just were sitting there nodding their heads when an FBI agent said, don't you guys hate the government? And they all went, yeah, it sucks. Totally. And they get the visit from the paramilitary U.S. government corporation, but Soros is walking around living and breathing and pumping money into every organization. This is all being staged. They're being the CIA and MI6, at the behest of the bankers and the bishops, are creating a bipolar situation. They're creating both sides so they can play one off the other and stay within the box, within the parameter of the police state. Both of them are going to wind up at that point. The agent provocateurs are going to take it to violence. That's how they get there. Don't forget, their motto is order out of chaos. Their motto is not order out of, you know, good deeds and righteous acts. It's not order out of behaving yourself. It's order out of chaos. That is their motto. It's not my description.
Well,
that's their saying. Go ahead.
And the Mossad motto is, by deception we shall do war. I do have to observe, Eric, and I think you're giving the Vickers a little bit too much credit these days there's also a strong Zionist cabal interest and influence in the court systems. Some courts are run by the Zionists. Some are run by the Zionists inside the Catholic occult church, posed as the vicars and the all the other officers they got. It's all infiltrated.
I would agree. The vicars are subservient to the highest level Zionists. That's true. But see, the vicar is the closest thing you're going to get at the local level to an accessible piece of the Illuminati lower level. That's the best way I can put it.
I did see some yarmulke wearers come in, and they had to close off the court and let everybody else so they could have the secret meeting with the Ellsworth was this name, and in fact, Ellsworth was the one that sponsored the Judiciary Act, Robert Ellsworth of 1789.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. Yep, you hit it right on the head. Well, don't forget, we're in the, we could bring Gary back into this as well. Gary was the only one I heard actually nail this down, was the eclipse occurred exactly 40 days before the Day of Atonement, which is called Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and it's identical to the situation that occurred in the year 753 B.C. in the book of Jonah?
Yeah, Eric. That's the 753 is a historical fact. The other is in the book of Jonah. About the eclipse, yeah. The eclipse was a historical fact of 1753, but the actions it took thereafter, okay, the 40 days after the eclipse, it's all in the book of Jonah, so I think there's four chapters there. It's a great book. One other thing I think, if you don't mind, I'd like to throw this in here, is the all these people who are in sorcery and all these different things, they have one thing in common, and it's hard for us as Israelites or whatever you want to call it, whatever we call ourselves. And thing I always call myself an Israelite. If I'm stopped by a police officer, I identify myself as a living Israelite. But that's I don't get caught. I don't get stopped very much anymore. But we don't want to forget about the dark forces. Every one of these operations operate in dark forces. And they broadcast dark forces to you by their thought pattern. So if you ever have a judge or any person of this cabal system, they stare you. It's like they're staring you down. I've seen judges that have that capability of just absolutely
evil
eye forcefulness, just absolutely take your character right down to zero. And these are real. These dark forces are real, and they have a real effect on us. Where in our genetics, we have what they call white light, and it seems like the white shirts are always fighting with the dark shirts, so to speak. And I yield back to you, Chris or Greg.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I can't argue with you, right, Gary?
I didn't hear you.
All right. Well, guess what? Guess what else takes place on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement? And Gary pointed this out. Probably one of the most important things that nobody knows about, and I didn't know about it until Gary brought it up. It's called the Kol Nidra Oath. And that's spelled K-O-L. This is the two words now. First word is Kol with a K, K-O-L. And then it's N as in Nancy, I-D-R-E-I. So it's Kol and then Nidre. And it means all vows. And so I looked it up and I did some research. You know, I wasn't sure what Gary was quite talking about with this. You know, he said they take an oath that trumps all the other oaths. It supersedes every other oath they've taken. And I said, well, that makes sense. It gives press. I can see them doing something like that because they'll try to gain conscience and at least be comfortable with themselves that, oh, I can defy my oath to the Constitution. I can defy my oath to God. I can defy my oath to protect the people. All for this idiot thing called the Kol Nidre Oath. Now listen to, and so I went to myjewishlearning.com just so you know where I got this from. myjewishlearning.com, and it says, quote, this is kind of in their words. I don't think this would be up and running if it wasn't approved by the Mossad. So at myjewishlearning.com it says, quote, The first, here's what it says, here's how it describes the Kol Nidre oath. It says, the first communal prayer service of Yom Kippur actually takes place immediately prior to sunset on the evening of Yom Kippur. This service is called Kol Nidre, meaning all vows. These are the first words of a special legal formula that is recited at the beginning of the service and is chanted three times. This legal ritual is believed to have developed in early medieval times. End quote. And they think this is normal. This is did you hear what's going on in there? They chanting three times as if it's some type of satanic mass. Are you kidding me? A legal formula? That's not the word of God. And medieval times? That sounds like long after any of the original texts of the scriptures were written. So it's just completely made up by a bunch of Zionists and Masons, the most powerful ones of that day of that day and age in the medieval times. Here's from where did I get this one from? I think it probably comes from the same place. I thought this was, listen to this. The rabbi has determined that the new day begins at the moment when the sun sinks below the horizon. The Jewish day begins with night and ends with day. This becomes more complicated in the case of the Jewish calendar, for it is still coordinated with the phases of the moon. This is of particular importance with those that fall on the new moon and those that are celebrated at the time of the full moon. It is interesting to note that Islam also follows a lunar calendar. Whoa-ho-ho.
You know, Eric...
Go ahead.
Well, when I learned about the Kol Nidre, it was from Arthur Koestler, who wrote the book The 13th Tribe, and revealed that oath, if you will, or spell more accurately, conjugation or conjuration, whatever you want to call it, when they're calling up their evil spirits to give them absolution from any of the demonic acts they might do in the coming year, to forgive them from doing anything they want to the other tribes except for their own. Now they can do anything they want to do to honor their evil demon pagan god Ha-Shaitan, which we know is the devil or Satan or Lucifer. And these moon-worshipping cults of the six-point star bar chamber of Satan, the Talmudist, the Zohar, the Kabbalah, these different black magic of mystery religion of mystery Babylon and Sumer, Nimrod and Shamiranus, these are the people that are very deep steeped in these esoteric, if you will, or dark force practices, or practices, I think is more accurately. It's very, very dark. And when you read that Talmud, which is where this stuff comes from, heavy on the stuff, I think they call it Holy Poloi, which is kind of a Yiddish form of BS. So, you know, if you realize that Arthur Koestler and his wife, not long after they published this book, The 13th Tribe, were murdered, well, maybe it was a Mossad heart attack. I'm not sure which one.
Very interesting.
And one other thing you want to note about that Kol Nidre, you see, it's not like you're coming to repent of your last year's sins. That Kol Nidre is to annul everything they're going to do from the first to the Day of Atonement in that year to the next year. It's
right.
It's a forward thing. It's not something
you've
already
done. It's a pre-self-absolution mechanism. We'll be right back after this break.
Exactly.
Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We got about 4, maybe 5 minutes left. I want to thank Gary in Michigan for being with us tonight. Awesome input. Chris had some excellent things to share with us tonight. You guys each got a couple of minutes left if you'd like to make a closing statement. And I want to thank Daryl for calling in. Appreciate that. And all our callers. It's always nice when Daryl calls in. I was very happy to hear that Daryl never had to discharge his firearm in the cockpit of an airplane. So, anything, any closing arguments, Gary and Chris?
Just real quick, like, before Chris jumps in, only take a minute. They even have music for that called Nidra. There's a musical score. Yeah, and they had a great violinist, and he traveled the world. When he came back to New York, he was commanded to play the Kol Nidra music, and they were wailing at the wailing wall when it all ended up. I don't know where they held it, someplace in New York. But it's an exciting time for them. I yield to this, Chris.
Yeah, but it's a time when they defy all their oaths to the Constitution, all their oaths to protect the people, and it's a very self-serving thing. Gary's being very generous and such a gentleman, but I think it's kind of a bad thing for the rest of us that they're taking an oath to a lunar moon worshiping cult and that trumps all their other oaths to God and to country and leaves us pretty screwed. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just going to say that I think I've seen some pretty strong information that suggests that when they've got the little boxes on their head and their black outfits and hats on, and they're standing up against that wedding wall and moving their hips back and forth, they're having sex with the goddess Isis. So it's a little different than what most of us perceive.
I second that.
I second that.
Yeah, and I third that. Yeah.
Very good.
You are listening to Eric the Freedom Screamer and Chris in Las Vegas and Gary in Michigan, and I appreciate it, Daryl calling. And we got about 1 minute left. That's been an interesting evening. Interesting to note that Islam, as well as the Judaism, both follow a lunar calendar. I thought the Lord came to deliver us from all that, but I guess he wasn't good enough for certain people. They're waiting for somebody, something better than Jesus. Well, good luck. Love it a long way.
If you remember, Abraham, later on, they kept changing his name, was the father of both of those tribes, Jacob and Isaac.
So if we really go back to the genesis of creation, I mean, the fighting is strictly an orchestration of the intelligence agencies. I don't care whether it's PLO, the Jews, the Antifa, or the skinheads, whatever. It's all the groups that are popularized in the media are managed and funded and directed by the intelligence agencies, including Antifa. Soros works for the CIA. He's a very powerful, high-level man, but there's many more fish higher than him. And I think we also got to shoot high as well as low when we identify the enemy. And that's what we're trying to do here on the broadcast. Go ahead, Chris.
CIA AstroTurf. May Yahweh bless you. Good night.
We'll be back. Yeah, thank Gary. Thank you so much. And Chris, thank you. And Daryl, thank you. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Good broadcast. The whole week's been good. We'll be back one more night tomorrow before the weekend ends. So people, be a force multiplier and post the link to this broadcast. It's to be found in the archives. As soon as we go off the air, they're going to probably start putting it in. And post it everywhere so people can hear some of the truths that are not being too popularly broadcast out there. Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. And thanks again, Daryl. Appreciate you guys all listening. We couldn't do it without the listeners. Join us again tomorrow. Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.